Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we're having a wonderful, wonderful conversation with Andrea Niederman, who is the community relations director for the Port Washington Library. And she's just giving us so much information. It's amazing. What I want to do is send this to Otto, because Otto had a few questions at the break, which I think we need to talk about. And I'd rather you take it off, Otto.
Well, during Zoom, I think, or any time for that matter, one of the areas that people could do if you're homebound or isolated is to catch up on family stuff, family trees, family photos, history, you know, all these things that you can catch up on that seniors know about that they should pass on to the next generations. And one of those areas that struck me interesting is the fact that the library offers a service to digitize VHS tapes, which I take it could be like old movie tapes that people might have. Could you maybe just explain that one a little bit?
Yes. So, and I just want to reiterate, beyond borrowing materials, all of these services are for Port Washington Public Library cardholders only. So the Nassau County Library System interloan means materials and books can be, you know, exchanged, but these apps and like the VHS services for Port Washington residents only. So just to reiterate that, the VHS digitization is up and running. We're asking that patrons bring in no more than 2 tapes at a time, just to make it fair. And because it's very popular and it takes, to digitize the tape, we have to do it in real time. So if you have 90 minutes of video, it takes us 90 minutes to digitize it. But once you kind of fill out the form on our website, pwpl.org, it's under the services tab. You pick VHS digitization, or you can call us up at 516-883-4400. Once you drop off your tapes, we'll call you when they're ready to be picked up and we put them on a DVD for you. So that's been really, really popular. I know a lot of people have taken advantage of it. And once you get your DVD, you can then bring in 2 more tapes. So it's been really popular and a really great service.
Have I missed something? Is there a cost for this?
No, just your library card.
Wow.
There would be a cost, trust me, because I've done it. If you go to an outside service.
Right, that's why I wanted to make sure I didn't miss something there.
I've done a lot of the old movies and, you know, converted them, digitized them. And I think it's worth the cost, to be blunt about it. Mm-hmm. But if you can get it for free, that's even better yet. The other thing that I read is that, again, assuming this is for Port Washington residents only, Port Washington residents happen to be very fortunate that library offers these services. But the other one is a lot of people have things like tablets and smartphones and whatnot, and they may want to print something, but they may not have a printer. You know, they may not have a laptop with a printer or whatever. And I understand that you offer a printing service as well. How does that work?
Yeah. So if there's lots of ways to print via the library. If you're comfortable coming in, you can log on to one of our computers, sign into your email, print out whatever you need right then and there. We offer, I think, 30 pages for free in black and white. More than that, there's a cost. And I think it's like 10 cents a page or something less than that. But that's one way if you're comfortable coming in. If you're not comfortable coming in, you can email us the document. It's curbside@pwpl.org, or you can call us at 516-883-9728 for printing. Just make sure you include your name and your phone number and your library card number, and then we'll let you know when it's ready to pick up and you can just drive in front of the building and we'll give it to you. There's also a way where you can kind of talk to no one and upload your document and print it at the library as well. It's a little more tech heavy, complicated, and that's, you have to do that through our website. But say you're home and you want to just pick up your document, kind of pretty fast. You can log on to pwpl.org under the services tab, click mobile printing. And there's a form you would fill out. There's an app as well. But that's kind of like the long way around to do mobile printing. But yeah, if you want to email us your whatever you want to print, we'll have it ready for you for pickup.
Well, in this day and age, if you buy a laptop or you buy whatever, you usually don't get a book with it or manual. And there are online manuals. And a lot of people, like John described, what he reads, he likes to make notes and whatever. There are times where you may want to print a manual. And this is a great way to do it. You don't have to, first of all, printing at home. If you do have a printer and you use all kinds of toner and whatever, that stuff gets expensive as well. So it's another great service that you offer.
Yeah. And I also want to tack on that if you do want to come into the library, we are welcoming everyone. We're expanding our hours every month, but we are limiting visits to 45 minutes per day per person, and masks are required, as is social distancing.
Okay. I think, and we're going to continue on, but what people have to really accept is what you, Andrea, are talking about with the Port Washington Library is not whatever that car service was years ago, Buick. It's not my father's Buick. Well, this is not your father's library anymore. I mean, literally all you did was went in and got a book. Now you're a community service organization, as far as I'm concerned. The digitalization stuff, it's amazing. It really is.
Thank you.
We should mention your Earth Day concert that's coming up, right?
Yeah, we're doing tons of programming. It's all on Zoom. You can visit pwpl.org/events and kind of check out what we've got going on every week. We're doing a COVID variants and vaccines talk on Tuesday, May 4th. We have Afternoon on Broadway, the Jewish Legacy of Broadway on the 17th. We do art talks every Friday. We've got a kind of continuing education sandwiched in lunchtime, 12 to 1:30, various things. And then we are slowly bringing back live in-person outdoor events, lots of children's things. And like you said, we are having our rescheduled Earth Day concert coming this Sunday, May 2nd, from 2 to 4:30 p.m. at the Sousa Bandshell at Sunset Park by the Port Washington Town Dock. It's free to everyone. You have to wear a mask and social distance, but bring your chairs. There's going to be 2.5 hours of live music. We're giving away a lot of reusable water bottles and seed packets and tree saplings. The town of North Hempstead is going to be there to collect number 5 plastic recyclables. You can bring those in for collection. It's going to be a really great celebration. We were rained out last Sunday, so we're trying to get the word out that it's been rescheduled for this Sunday.
You know, I just want to throw one thing in quick before you go, Otto.
No.
You give us a ballpark of what you're talking about with number 5. We have this ongoing.
That's what I was going to say. Number five is like.
That is a milk container, or that's a what?
Cereal bags, that you can't tear. You need scissors, whatever.
I wish I had one to show you. But basically, if you get like Chinese takeout and you look on the bottom, they have that, recyclable symbol. Triangle. Right. In the middle of those triangles are numbers, and those classify the type of plastic they are. So number 5 is typically like Chinese takeout containers, not milk cartons. It's usually like harder plastic. But if those are clean and you have them and you can kind of use a magnifying glass and see if there's number 5, we'll collect those and recycle them for you.
Okay, this is not a library question, all right? I just thought about this yesterday, milk cartons. That's like, what do you do with a milk carton? It has a little plastic top on it. And is it paper or is it garbage, or where does it go?
I think it was 2 nights ago, we just had an event about this very thing with Michael Kelly, who's the head of waste management at the town of North Hempstead, who went over everything. I think he'll be there, or one of his colleagues will be there on Sunday to talk to people about it. I'm not a recycling expert. I know that my daughter drinks whole milk out of a giant jug, and those are number 5s. So I'm going to bring those, but I don't know. You'll have to call the library and we can have someone look into it for you, but I'm not sure personally.
That'll be Christina's job.
Well, I think we have Michael Tully coming on, if I'm not mistaken. And in the
there you go. Yeah. We'll ask him. He knows the answer.
He's the one.
I just have to remember the question by then. That's all.
That's true. It's Christina's job to remember. We don't have to go. You said there's a 45-minute limitation. Does a person, now, is there also a maximum, meaning should a person call before they come to the library to see if there's room? If you know what I'm trying to say, like.
Yeah, we haven't run into that.
45 minutes and say, okay, John, you've been here for 45 minutes. You have to leave. And the next person comes in.
Yeah. I mean, since I've been here, we haven't had any, you know, lines to get in. We haven't reached our capacity. And I'm not exactly sure of our building capacity at the moment. It's kind of expanding every day, which is great because the cases are falling, but I would not worry about that. We've got some great outdoor spaces. We have our terrace that kind of looks over the bay and you could see the Manhattan skyline. You're able to sit out there. We have our children's garden. But 45 minutes per day is what we're, you know, asking. And hopefully that number is going to be growing in the coming months.
Right. Okay. Which is perfect. Yeah. And this is a very simple question. And I, you know, since we're talking about all different things, what is the time period for a book that you take out? I have no idea. Like, is it a month? I mean, because some people take it, especially I think a senior, you know, I'll take a book and I'll start to read it and then life gets in the way and I want to finish it, but what's the time period when you expect the book back, which I have no idea.
I'm not exactly sure. Okay. I should find out, but I know that you can always renew the book. So if you are, you know, I took out a book on my phone and I was able to click a button to renew. And that was a 2-week, I was loaned for 2 weeks and I am a slow reader. So I just click renew. I got it for another 2 weeks, but I'm not sure. And that's a very good question. And I'm embarrassed. I don't know the answer for that.
No.
I think it's around 2 weeks. Yeah. Sorry,
Anna. Wouldn't it vary? Like some books are more popular. So
yeah, I think that is the right answer. Can I send you guys an email with the answer?
Yes. No, that was not. I apologize if it
came across. No, I'm still kind of new. So I'm still learning. You know, I've never worked in a library, whereas all my colleagues have been here for 20 and 30 years. And I'm the spokesperson.
Bottom line, what you said is it could be renewed.
Yes. So yes.
2 weeks, 3 weeks or 4 weeks. It really makes no difference. If you haven't finished it, you can renew the book and keep it for another month.
Yeah. And we're actually suspending fines right now. So we're not even going to charge you if you're late in returning.
Right. Okay. So that's the point of it. I just didn't know if, you know, you take it home and you really have to focus on getting this read to move on. Anyway, I have to just thank you so much. This has really been so informative. I've gone to different things at the Port Washington Library, but you are an absolute gem of an addition to the Port Washington Library. Honestly, the half hour we spent this morning is just so full of information that I want to thank you so much. I want to wish you, your husband and your daughter luck here on Long Island, but more importantly, continue great work at the Port Washington Library.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.